This is the Ash London Live podcast.
How are you going, old friend? I haven't seen you in approximately 50 years.
I know. Honestly, how are you? I just heard the news that you're having a baby.
I'm good. I just had my own, your song came to life for me because I didn't sleep all night last night because he's the wrong way up and he's trying to move. So I think you'll wake up at 1 a.m. with this like human inside you going onto your bowel or your bladder or some other organ. So that's really fun for me.
The glamours of birth.
So glamorous. Where in the world are you right now, my love?
I'm in Ontario. I'm in Brampton. Well, actually, right now I'm not even in Brampton. I'm in my friend's house in Woodbridge, Ontario, which is Canada, where I'm from.
The best, the best. I always say it, Australia and Canada are friends because we're like the cool cousin of the show off. You know what I mean?
That's true. Like, that's very true. It's like the alt like aunt or like the cool aunt or
exactly.
Something.
Exactly. Like, well, congratulations, mate. New music out, more on the way. Very exciting. Although, got to say, obviously you suffer from insomnia and then it's like the same as when someone goes through a really shitty breakup and then they write a song about it. Then they have to do a lot of promo to talk about a shitty thing that happened to them. It's kind of the same for you. You have to like rehash this like shitty part of your life.
It's true. That's not, yeah, it's interesting. I was just before I got on this, I was like, I'm trying to figure out different ways to like tell the story, you know, so that I'm giving everyone like something different, but there's much more to the story. It's just like, I just couldn't sleep and I was really, really like frustrated about it, you know? And like, I try to make it interesting for every interview, but I just
you
feel like
can't
I'm
do
like,
that. I understand. I've been doing this a long time, babe. I understand there's only so many ways you can skin a, what's the saying?
Yeah.
Skin a, only so many ways you can skin a cat. That's gross. I think that is the saying though.
Oh my God.
I'm so sorry. I regret bringing that up.
Yeah, super morbid. But yeah, there's only so many ways to like, you know, because it's not really interesting. It was actually super frustrating. Like you can relate now. And I mean, I think anyone in the creative world can relate as well, just because it's very hard to turn your brain off when you're doing this kind of job. And I feel like even in just this, in this day and age in general, like it's hard. There's so much going on the outside. It's impossible to like turn it off and like make your mind shut up. So that's kind of what I was dealing with in the last year. It was a lot of like just anxiety and panic and worrying, and it was just keeping me up. And I've dealt with that my whole life, but certainly in the last year, it was like even worse.
I also saw on your Instagram that you had like a photo dump and one of them had straightened hair. And I don't know if it's like this for you, but obviously I too have gorgeous, wonderful, heavenly curly hair. But in the rare instances that I straighten it, like does everyone lose their shit at you when you straighten your hair? And you're like, guys, get over it. Everyone's like, whoa.
No, it's like they've seen like God knows what, and they'll be like, like you look amazing, but like obviously you look good with curly hair too. Yeah. But like, oh my God, you look amazing! And I'm like, oh great, now you have to compensate, and great, now you never want me to have curly hair again.
Thanks, I get that. Mom. All the time. My mom used to. I didn't even know I had curly hair until I was like primary school because my mom blow dried and straightened it like she does for her own hair. So she has got like. Everyone's like, where did your curls come from? I'm like, my lying mom who has an afro under there. And even now I'm 35 and pregnant. And she's like, just feel like it does look better if it's just neat and straight. And I'm like, husband's got curly hair, so my kid's going to like have a fro. And I'm like, you do not give my kid a bloody, you know, issues with his hair. Man. Embrace it. Well, my love, we're so excited to have you back on our radios, and we can't wait to see you soon and hear more music. And take care and stay safe and be well, sister.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Congratulations. Probably by the time I see you, you'll have a little one.
A little dude. Another person to add to our curly hair legend crew.
Yes, exactly.
Done.
Exactly.
This is the Ash London Live Podcast.